The nation that an individual is a citizen of is the state in which he lives. That is, the machinery of government, which is composed of three parts: the political, economic, and social life. There are various systems that states are governed by, some democratic in form, some republic in form, some totalitarian, and some by dictatorships, either set up by a mandate of the people or militarily forced upon them. Which one of those forms is the best government, and thus makes the best state to live in? Certainly no one is the best, for if any of them were, all the nations of the world would have adopted it. The ancient Athenians, and many of the other city-states of Greece, had tried practically every form of government that wise men and ambitious persons of those days had thought and conceived of. They all worked for some time, but not all the time. Sooner or later, they all bogged down, and if the blame were placed on the form of government, they changed it. Persons who were at the head of various branches of the government were changed. Sometimes the people punished them by sending them to exile. But such changes did not always come about peacefully, nor without trouble and struggle. As much as we know from the records of history, the most satisfactory form of government that the Athenians found was the one in which the citizens, or the voters rather, participated and made all decisions, abiding, of course, by the rule of the majority. This was called democracy, rule of the people. The fact, however, that not all of the citizens who voted were educated and thus able to understand all the details and technicalities of the various functions of the laws empowered the selfish, cunning, avaricious citizens to swing the majority of the voters on their side, even going to the extent of hiring and bribing good speakers and orators, who expounded their interests eloquently and thus persuaded the ignorant voters to vote for their side. These speakers were called demagogues, a distinguished title given them for their ability to swing the masses, in contrast to honest speakers, who were called rhetors. Democracy did not function as it should. Consequently, it was not the best form. The Athenians then decided to let some of the educated and well-to-do persons rule them. This form was called aristocracy, rule by the best. But even in the aristocrats, there was no honesty, which made old Diogenes light a lantern and go around in the daytime trying to find an honest man. Aristocracy also did not work, and therefore was not the best government. The republic form of government, which is government through representation, has so far outlasted all other forms of government. But while this is so, it does not mean that it is the best, for if it were so, nobody would try to change it, and it has been changed in many nations at various periods of time through the centuries. The reasons for its outlasting all others, although it is not the best, will be cited in the following pages. In our present day, while most of the nations in the world do have some sort of representative government, others have a totalitarian form, and some are governed by dictatorships, either set up by the people, like the Fifth Republic of France, or imposed upon the people by the military, as it is in Spain and several other nations. The republic form of government, however, is predominant. The reason for its being so is that every so often, after 2, 4, or 6 years, the voters are given a chance to change their representatives, rather than the form, if they are not satisfied. This change, and the opportunity to do so, has a psychological effect upon the people and acts like a safety valve in a boiler or a fuse in an electric current. The form remaining the same, it does not affect those who benefit the most by it. The representative politicians can come and go. The fact that the people, the voters, do change their representatives or the form of government means that they are not satisfied. Does the change then give them the better representatives they like to have? Or mere satisfaction? Only a temporary satisfaction. The fact that they keep on changing proves they have not gotten the full and permanent satisfaction they were seeking and would like to have.